The funny thing is this. People think that dorky geeks who read all the time are the kinds of kids who don't get into trouble. But they're wrong. We do. And I'm telling you this from experience. I'm telling you this because there was a moment when Walter and I were scrunched into a pair of hanging chairs in the IKEA showroom at 4 in the morning, thrilled and terrified, hiding from the security guard with her walkie-talkie. And I thought, we wouldn't even be here if we hadn't read the books we've read. Which was true. But let me back up, because the story doesn't start there. It starts with my family and Walter's family sitting at our dinner table, with the pizza plates pushed aside, trying to figure out if it was worth schlepping to IKEA for the various things we were all wanting. Walter is my oldest friend, and our parents are best friends, or whatever the grown-up equivalent is. And we always say that if Walter's cat, Puddle, met my cat, Mr. Pockets, they'd be best friends too. When we were little, we actually used to draw pictures of them getting married. The two cats in their tuxedos, because they're both boys. Me and Walter holding the little rings. Maybe you and I can just make a run down there so everyone doesn't have to go. My mom was saying to Walter's mom, it seems silly to drag 2 cartloads of people for some picture frames and a slipcover. And the shoe bench, Walter's mom said. And the patio table, my dad said. And the hangers and file boxes, and that thing we wanted for the bathroom, for the towels to go somewhere, Walter's mom said. And the things I want, which are lots of things. Lots of different things that I don't even know what they are, because I don't even know what there is, Walter's little brother Zeke said. He's 3, in case that wasn't obvious. But wait, I'm sorry, because maybe you don't even know what IKEA is. Poor you. Let me tell you, IKEA is this ginormous chain of Swedish furniture stores, which sounds totally unfun, I know, but somehow everything they sell is crazily nice and you want it. All this furniture that looks really clean and modern, and it's made of pretty wood that's perfectly light or perfectly dark. Or it's painted some awesome color, so you feel like if you had it in your house, you'd be living inside a TV show about people with really nice houses, if you know what I mean. But they sell all this other stuff too, dishes and posters and lamps and toys, and everything is cool and appealing, and you want it, even though it would be hard to say why. But it's kind of cheap enough that sometimes you can convince grown-ups to buy you something. We've only been to the actual store a couple of times, though. Mostly, Walter and I just lie around with the IKEA catalog at his house or mine, wanting things. Now Walter said, no offense, but it would be dumb for you to go yourselves because you don't even like IKEA, and Frankie and I love it. Frankie is short for Francesca, which nobody has ever called me except apparently my Italian grandmother, but she died when I was a baby, and since then it's been Frankie always and only. That's a good point, my mom said. My mom, who actually looked into ordering IKEA stuff online instead of going there. Luckily, it's weirdly hard and expensive to have it delivered, which makes her very different from me and Walter, because we would seriously go to IKEA every single day. Instead, we look at the catalog, like, all the time. Sometimes my mom squashes onto the old gray couch to peer at the IKEA stuff with us. What are you two drooling over now? And we point to this or that living room, everything all clean and kind of fancily plain, but no colored pencils or pencil sharpeners or pencil shavings scattered across the old coffee table along with the Spirograph pieces. No cloud-shaped stain on the rug where Mr. Pockets had horked up a massive hairball full of colored pencil shavings. No shredded couch armrests where Mr. Pockets has been sharpening his claws his entire life. No perfectly unused scratching post next to the torn-up couch. I have 2 solutions. Mom said one time, and they're both free. Give away all your stuff and get rid of Mr. Pockets. Then it'll be just like we're living in a showroom. I knew she wasn't even half serious. She likes Spirograph, for one thing, and for another, Mr. Pockets is the love of her life. That's what she always says when he's lying on her chest, purring into her face. Who's the love of my life? Is it you? Is it you? Yes, it's you. And my father always clears his throat really loudly, which makes her laugh.